我想请弟兄姊妹翻开但以理书第一章。但以理书第一章。这一章是讲到离我们现在大约2600年前的事情。
This chapter speaks roughly of what happened 2600 years ago.
那时候，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒把耶路撒冷围困。
At this time, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came and besieged Jerusalem.
他把神殿中的一些器皿带走了。
He had taken some of the articles of the house of God.
他也把以色列人的宗室和贵胄中带了几个人去，也就是第四节所说的，就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明，具备族人势力在王宫里的，要教他们加勒底的文字言语。
In verse 4, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans.
给他们王所吃的膳和所饮的酒，要养他们三年，三年之后，他们可以在王面前侍立。
They were given provisions of the king's delicacies and the wine of which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king.
那这里包括了但以理跟他三个朋友。
And this includes Daniel and his three friends.
可是但以理呢，却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies.
所以他就请求太监长赐他们十天，给他们吃蔬菜菜，吃素菜，吃白水喝。
So he requested from the chief of the eunuchs to test them for 10 days and give them only vegetables to eat and water to drink.
十天以后，结果他们长得比其他人更加俊美肥胖。
And after 10 days, they were fatter in flesh than all day.
然后十七节就说，这四个少年人，神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的异象和梦兆。
And it says in verse 17, as for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams.
时候到了，结果没有其他的人能够跟他们这几个人相比。结果最后一节到古列王元年，但以理还在。这句话什么意思？这指着说已经经过了70年。
This tells us that 70 years have already passed.
所以但以理在宫中70年。
So Daniel served in the court for 70 years.
我们在读但以理书的时候，你会发觉有许多事情非常吸引我们。
When we read the book of Daniel, there are many things that draw us to it.
他有讲到异梦、异象、预兆，还有预言。
It speaks of visions, dreams, signs, and prophecies.
这些东西非常的吸引我们。
All these things attract us.
而且这些事情在圣经里面来说呢，这些异象、异梦、预兆，这些东西都非常的重要。
And it tells us in the Bible that visions, dreams, and signs are very important.
但是有一件事情比这些还重要。
But one thing is more important than all of these things.
就是但以理这个人。因为神看重人比他所做的事情还重要。神要先寻找一个人，找到了以后他才能够启示他的心意。
God wants to seek a man that,
他可以启示他的心意。
So that he can
reveal
himself to him.
所以今天我们要从但以理这个人身上，我们要学一些属灵的功课。
So we must learn a spiritual lesson from Daniel the man.
圣经上称但以理这个人呢，是一个大蒙眷爱的人。
但以理书第九章
二十三节给我们看见。
Daniel chapter 9 verse 23
shows us. 他这边提到，当但以理在那里恳求祷告的时候呢，天使就来到他的面前，然后称他是大蒙眷爱的。就当他祷告的时候，
While Daniel is praying,
天使来称他是大蒙眷爱的。
An angel comes and tells Daniel that he is greatly beloved.
对，然后第十章你看十一节，他也说到大蒙眷爱的但以理啊。
In chapter 10, it also says, "O Daniel, man greatly beloved."
第十章第十九节也提到他是一个大蒙眷爱的人。
In Daniel verse, chapter 10 verse 19, it also speaks of, "O man greatly beloved."
我们知道神爱世人。
We know that God loves the world.
我们是神的儿女，神也爱我们每一位属他的人。
And we are sons and daughters of Christ, and He loves every one of us.
但是很少人被称为大蒙眷爱。
But very few of us are referred to as greatly beloved.
所以在但以理的人这个人的身上呢，有一些特点，特别的地方。
So in Daniel, there are some special things about him.
我们知道神不偏待人。
We know that God is not partial.
为什么但以理能够在神的面前这么蒙眷爱？
Why is it before God that he is so greatly beloved?
我们读到但以理书第一章的时候，
When we read Daniel chapter 1,
我们知道他在很年幼的时候，一个 teenager 的时候，他就被掳了。
We know that at a very young age, he was taken captive.
而且他被掳呢，不是因为他的错。
And he was taken captive not because of mistakes he had made.
是因为他的祖宗离弃了神，拜偶像。
It is because his forefathers had left God and worshipped idols.
是他们的错。
It was their mistake.
但是但以理呢，却被掳了。
But Daniel was taken captive.
而且是但以理在那么年轻的时候就被掳了。
And it was that when Daniel was at such a young age, he was taken captive.
一个人在这样的情形下面，通常有几种不同的反应。
A person under this circumstance will have various reactions.
向着神，他会抱怨。
Towards God, he will complain.
他会说这不公平。
He will tell God, this is not fair.
这不是我的错。
This is not my fault.
Why, 为什么这个事要临到我？
Why is this happening to me?
这是他向着神应该有的反应。
And this is a very typical reaction towards God.
向着人呢，通常会带着恨。
Towards man, there is hatred.
向着人不容易去赦免人。
Towards man, it is hard to forgive.
然后向着自己呢，我们很容易有一种自怜。
And towards the self, there's self-pity.
可是但以理的身上，你看见没有看见他有这些点
？But Daniel did not have any of these reactions.
但以理把他的心整个转向神。
Daniel turned his whole heart towards God.
就在他被掳的时候呢，现在来到一个很好的机会。
And while being taken captive, he was presented with a great opportunity.
他被带到宫中，现在他可以住在皇宫里面。
He was taken within the court, and he was able to live in the court.
他可以吃王所吃的膳食，喝王所喝的酒。
He could eat of the king's table and drink the king's wine.
三年之后，他可以来服侍王。
And in 3 years, he could be allowed to serve the king.
所以突然。他有了很好的未来。
So suddenly he had a very bright future.
可是就在这个时候呢，他却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
But at this time, he purposed his heart so that he would not defile himself with the king's food and the king's wine.
因为这些东西都是拜过偶像的。
Because this food and wine was worshipped before idols.
所以你看见很多时候，机会来了，但常常是一个陷阱。
Oftentimes we are presented with an opportunity, but it is a trap.
仇敌有的时候用逼迫，有的时候苦难来领导我们。
Oftentimes Satan uses persecution and tribulation to
对付我们 treat
us.
有的时候呢，他就借着世界，借着肉体来吸引我们。
He uses the world and he uses the flesh to attract our attention.
所以在彼得前书第五章第八节那里告诉我们。
So in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 it tells us.
那仇敌有的时候就像什么吼叫的狮子，到处寻找那些可以吞吃的人。
The devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
但是有的时候又像哥林多后书十一章所讲的
But it also tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11
说他有的时候像光明的天使仁义的差役
That Satan transforms himself into an angel of light and a minister of righteousness
所以很多时候在逼迫里面我们会跌倒我们会离开神
So many times under tribulation we forsake God
但很多时候，那似乎环境很好，我们有很好的 future， 很好的未来，结果呢，也让我们远离神。
But when we have a bright future and we are comfortable, we can also forsake God.
但在这里，你看见但以理却立志不让这些东西来玷污他。
But here, Daniel purposes his heart, and he does not allow these things to defile him.
而且他这个立志哦，维持了七十年以上。
And this purpose remained for 70 years and above.
你知道我们也立志。
We also purpose.
我们常常立志。
We purpose often.
我们特别是在一年到年底的时候或年初的时候我们立志。
We purpose right before the year is about to end and the year is about to start.
我们盼望今年有一个我们能够立志好好做好。
We hope that we can purpose and fulfill this purpose.
但是不要说七十年了我们可能七个月都维持不了。
But let's not speak of 70 years. We may not even last 7 months.
就好像保罗在罗马书第七章第十八节所讲的。
Like Paul says in Romans chapter 7 verse 18.
他说立志为善由得我，但是行出来由不得我。
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells.
那为什么但以理的立志这么有能力？
So why is Daniel's purpose so powerful?
为什么他能够维持他的一生超过七十年？
Why can he purpose his entire life over 70 years?
当我们在读但以理书的时候，我们就看见这完全是心的问题。
When we read the book of Daniel, we see it as a matter of heart.
他有一个清洁的心向着神。
He has a pure heart towards God.
他不容许任何的事物来玷污他的自己。
He does not allow anything to defile him.
你知道我们不认识我们的心。
We do not understand our hearts.
耶利米书十七章第九节告诉我们。
In Jeremiah 17 verse 9 it tells us.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透？
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
我们不认识我们的心。
We do not understand our hearts.
我们以为我们向着神有一个清洁的心。
We think that we have a pure heart towards God.
但在我们里面呢，常常有很多的人事物占据了我们的心，代替了神。
But within our hearts, there is a lot of flesh that takes over.
所以我们需要像诗篇一百三十九篇那个祷告。
So we must pray like in Psalms 139.
他说：“神啊，求你鉴察我。”知道我的心思，试炼我知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的路。
Verse 23, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxiety, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
所以，立志要有能力，必须要从一个清洁的心发出来的。
So to have strength in your purpose, you must have a pure heart.
所以但以理给我们看见，他从年轻的时候就不容许任何的事物 来玷污他的自己。
So Daniel shows us that he does not allow anything to defile him.
但以理不仅有一个清洁的心，他也有一个无愧的良心。
He not only has a pure heart, he has a good conscience.
我们知道，当我们读但以理书第六章的时候
，We know that when we read Daniel chapter 6,
22节
，Verse 22,
那时候人把他陷害他，被丢到狮子坑里面去。
People had sabotaged Daniel and had thrown him into the lion's den.
神堵住了狮子的口，封住了狮子的口。
God shut the mouths of the lion.
所以当王在那里问他的时候，他怎么对王说呢
？So when he had, when the king had asked him, what did Daniel say?
第六章二十二节说，我的神差遣狮子。封住差遣使者封住狮子的口，叫狮子不伤我。为什么？因我在神面前无辜，我在王面前也没有行过亏损的事。
Verse 22, My God sent His angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before Him. And also, O King, I have done no wrong before you.
所以你看见他有一个无亏的良心。
So he has a good conscience.
他不仅有一个清洁的心，他也有一个无愧的良心。
He not only has a pure heart, he has a good conscience.
我们知道他有一个无畏的信心。
We understand that he has
sincere.
a sincere faith.
因为你读但以理书第六章的时候，他们要陷害他。
Because in Daniel chapter 6, we know that people are trying to sabotage him.
如果他继续祷告，人家就把他丢到狮子坑里面去。
If Daniel continued to pray, they were to throw him into the lion's den.
但但以理呢，有一个无畏的信心。
But Daniel has a sincere faith.
所以他继续祷告。
So he continues to pray.
即使他要被丢到狮子坑里面去，他仍然祷告。
Even though he will be thrown into the lion's den, he continues to pray.
所以你记得在提摩太前书。第一章第五节，他们说到一句话。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, there's a verse.
他说：“命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无畏的信心来的。”
Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
所以但以理有这样子的爱向着神。
So Daniel has this type of love towards God.
当他立志的时候，他能够维持超过七十年。
And when he purposed, he lasted over 70 years.
所以，如果我们的立志在神的面前要有能力。
So if our purpose before God will remain strong.
那我们需要操练这样的爱。
Then we must practice this love.
清洁的心，无愧的良心。无畏的信心。
A pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith.
当我们这样子立志的时候，你知道会发生一件事情。
When we purpose this way,
我们就经历到腓立比书第二章第十三节的话。
We experience what it means in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
那你怎么说呢？他说：“因为你们立志行事。”都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
你看，当他这样立志的时候
，When he purposes this way，
结果是神在他里面运行，帮助他立志。
It is God who works.In him to will and for his good pleasure.
对，为要成就他的美意。
So that it is for his good pleasure.
所以你看见我们在神的面前这样一个心是何等的重要。
So we see that before God, this type of heart is very important.
这样子向着神的爱，带下了一个非常特别的生活。
This type of love before God brings about a very special life.
这个生活呢，第一个就讲到它有一个祷告的生活。
This life says tells us that he has a life of prayer.
你读但以理书，你会发觉他是个祷告的人。
When you read the book of Daniel, you see that Daniel is a man of prayer.
而且当他一祷告的时候呢，神就垂听。
And when he prays, God listens.
他一天三次向着耶路撒冷祷告。
Three times a day, Daniel prays towards Jerusalem.
他常常禁食祷告。
He often fasts and prays.
他甚至一祷告就是二十一天。
And oftentimes when he prays, it's for 21 days.
你知道我们可能也有一天三次的祷告。
Sometimes we can pray three times a day.
有的时候我们也禁食祷告。
And sometimes we fast and pray.
甚至我们可以连续祷告二十一天。
And sometimes we can pray for 21 days.
但是但以理的祷告非常的特别。
But Daniel's prayers are very special.
这是他个人的祷告。
These are his personal prayers.
这个祷告到底有什么特别呢？
What is so special about these prayers?
因为你读到第六章的时候，你看见。
Because when we read chapter 6, we can see.
当别人想要陷害他的时候。
When Daniel is being sabotaged.
当别人告诉他，如果你继续祷告的话，你要被丢到狮子坑里面去。
When others tell him that he will be thrown into the lion's den if he continues to pray.
但你仍然在那里祷告。
Daniel continues to pray.
这说出了什么？
What does this tell us?
他的祷告比他的生命还重要。
That his prayer is valued more than his life.
我们可能有各样的禁食和一天三次的祷告。
We can have different kinds of fasts and we can pray three times a day.
我们有没有看这个祷告比我们的生命还重要？
But do we value this prayer more than our lives?
这是但以理在神面前成功的地方。
This is how Daniel succeeds before God.
他不仅有个人的祷告，这是非常重要的。
Not only does he pray by himself.
他也有团体的祷告。
He also has a corporate prayer.
我们刚刚读到但以理书第一章十七节的时候。
When we read Daniel chapter 1 verse 17.
那里特别讲到但以理明白各样的异象跟梦兆。
It tells us that Daniel understands visions and dreams.
可是你看，当他要帮尼布甲尼撒王解梦的时候，
But when he was to decipher King Nebuchadnezzar's dreams,
他没有认为，因为他有这样属灵的恩赐，他就一个人祷告。
He didn't assume that he could pray on his own.
他告诉那三个朋友，
He told his three friends,
叫他们一起来为这件事情祷告，
that they should come together and pray together.
结果在夜间的异象中呢，神就向但以理显明。
And during the night, God presented his,
revealed
to him this dream.
所以你看见他不但有个人的祷告，他也非常重视团体的祷告。
So not only does he pray by himself, he also values a corporate prayer.
如果我们能够明白异象跟梦兆，
If we could understand dreams and visions,
我们可能不需要别人了。
We may feel like we don't need anyone else.
因为神可以直接启示我。
Because God can reveal to me directly.
但是但以理知道身体的重要。
But Daniel understands the importance of the body.
所以他需要不仅仅是个人的祷告。
So not only does he need his own individual prayers.
他也需要有团体的祷告。
He also needs his corporate prayers.
因为他知道他不能离开神。
Because he knows that he cannot leave God.
他也不能离开他的弟兄。
And he cannot leave his brothers.
他也知道他的弟兄不能离开他。
And he knows that his brothers cannot leave him.
这是他的祷告生活。
And this is the life of his prayer.
这是我们要在神面前操练的。
And this is what we must practice.
他不仅仅是一个祷告的人，你会发觉他也是一个读经的人。
Not only is he a man of prayer, he is a man that reads God's word.
神直接可以启示他异象跟梦。
God can reveal to him dreams and visions.
那他为什么还要读神的话？
So why does he continue to read God's word?
可是你看见到但以理书 第九章的第二节的时候，
When we see in Daniel chapter 9 verse 2,
他从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满。
Daniel understood by the book the numbers of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem.
你看，他直接可以从神那里得到异象跟梦兆。
Daniel could have received what God was to reveal to him, his visions and dreams, or through visions and dreams.
他仍然要读先知的话。
But he specifically reads the prophet's words.
你知道，我们常常走极端 ，go to extremes.
Oftentimes we go to extremes.
我们可能非常注重属灵的恩赐。
We could value
spiritual
gifts.
但是呢，我们就很少去读神的话。
But we don't often read God's words.
有的时候我们在读神的话。
But sometimes we read God's words.
但是我们很少注意圣灵在我们里面的引导。
And we don't think to follow the leading of the Spirit.
所以很多时候我们就走到了极端。
So oftentimes we come to this extreme.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章啊十九二十节给我们了一个平衡。
So in First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19 and 20,
他说不可消灭圣灵的感动，但是马上他又说呢，不要藐视先知的讲论。
It tells us, do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecy.
所以圣经的话给我们看见非常平衡的。
So the Bible brings us balance.
对，但是不仅如此，你知道我们也读神的话。
But not only that, we also read God's word.
但但以理读神的话不一样。
But when Daniel reads God's words, it's a little different.
他把神的话读到他的里面。
He reads God's word into himself.
神的话对他来说就是灵，就是生命。
God's word represents the spirit and it represents life.
更重要的是他对神的话有反应。
Not only, and most importantly, he has a reaction towards God's word.
所以当他读了先知耶利米的话以后，你看他马上就有个迫切的祷告。
So when he reads the book of Jeremiah, he has a long prayer.
所以很多时候我们读神的话，我们没有什么感觉。
Oftentimes when we read God's word, we have no feeling.
我们没有什么反应。
We don't have a reaction.
但但以理的在这方面就不一样。
But Daniel is different.
这就是为什么在以赛亚书六十六章第一、第二节，那你给我们看见。
This is why it tells us in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1 and 2.
他呢特别提到，他说：“耶和华如此说，天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。”你们要为我造何等的殿宇，哪里是我安息的地方呢？耶和华说，这一切都是我手所造的，所以就都有了。但我所看顾的就是虚心痛悔因我话而战惊的人。
Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has madeAnd all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and he who trembles at my word.
对，特别提到因我的话而战惊。
It specifically mentions he who trembles at my word.
但以理读神的话，他在神的话面前战惊。
When Daniel reads God's words, he trembles before.
他对神的话有反应。
He has a reaction towards these words.
神在这里说，天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。
The Lord says, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool.
他你们要为我造什么样的殿宇？
And where is the house that you will build me?
你再怎么造殿宇，你也比不过这个天跟地。
Whatever you build cannot compare to this heaven and this earth.
天是神的座位，地是神的脚凳，但神没有安息。
Heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool, but there is no place for him to rest.
神好像在这里坐在一个办公室里面。
God is like sitting
in an office.
In an office here.
你知道你在 office 里面你找不到安息的。
In an office you cannot find peace.
你要在家里面才找得到安息。
You can only find peace in your home.
但在这里呢，谁能够使神安息？
But here, where is the place of God's rest?
虚心痛悔。 因我话而站起的。
In him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at his word.
这是但以理祷告的生活，跟他读经的生活。
This is the life of prayer and the life of God's word that Daniel lives.
但是接下来还有更重要的。
But further, there's more important things.
因为我们可能也祷告，也读经。
Because we may pray and we may read God's word.
但是如果你读但以理书的时候，你会发觉但以理很特别的在哪里。
But when we read Daniel, we see where he is truly special.
但以理书第六章第十节。
Daniel chapter 6 verse 10.
他让你特别提到他一天他的他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一天三次。双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
It tells us here that in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God.
他被掳到了巴比伦。
He had been taken captive into Babylon.
那个地方离耶路撒冷好几百英里之外。
And although it is miles and miles away.
但是你看见他的楼上的窗户都是向着耶路撒冷开的。
His window is still open towards Jerusalem.
换句话说，他的心在耶路撒冷身上。
Which means his heart is on Jerusalem.
虽然他的人在宫中。
Even though his body is in the court.
但是他的心在耶路撒冷。
But his heart is in Jerusalem.
但是不仅如此。
But not only that.
你看第九章二十一节。
In chapter 9 verse 21.
那时候他正好在祷告。
At this time he was praying.
结果天使加百列就来按手在他身上。
And Gabriel the angel came and put his hand on Daniel.
然后他特别记载啊，那个时候是约在献晚祭的时候。
And he specifically mentioned that this is at the time of the evening offering.
你知道他已经在巴比伦好几十年了。
Daniel had already been in Babylon for tens and
好几十年了 several
years.
可是你知道他晓得这个时候是献晚祭的时候。
But he knew that at this time, this is when they were presenting the evening offering.
他的心是向着耶路撒冷。
His heart is towards Jerusalem.
他的心是在祭坛那里。
His heart is towards the altar.
耶路撒冷代表什么意思？
What does Jerusalem represent?
耶路撒冷代表神永远的旨意。
It represents God's eternal purpose.
换句话说，他所寻求的乃是神永远的旨意。
In other words, what he seeks is God's eternal purpose.
他是为了这个旨意而活的。
He lives according to this eternal purpose.
那很多时候我们认为我们做这件事情。
Oftentimes we think that the things that we do.
神没有反对。
That God does not object.
我们就去做了。
So we can go do it.
但这不一定是神永远的旨意。
But this is, may not be God's eternal purpose.
有的时候我们做一件事情，我们说这没有错。
Sometimes we do things and we feel as if it is not wrong.
对的事情也不一定是神永远的旨意。
Right things may not be God's eternal purpose.
神的旨意比这些更高，比这些更深。
God's purpose is higher and deeper than these things.
所以但以理他的一生是为着神永远的旨意在活着。
So Daniel's entire life was for this eternal purpose.
但是不仅这样。
But not only that.
他也是天天活在神审判的光中的人。
He lived before the light of the judgment seat.
因为但以理这个名字本身的意思就是神是审判。
Because Daniel's name means God is the judge.
神不仅审判外邦 nations.
God not only judges the nations.
神的审判首先是从神的家开始。
God's judgment begins with his house.
所以但以理每天都活在神审判的光中。
So Daniel lives before the light of the judgment seat.
你知道这代表什么意思吗？
What does this represent?
换句话，他每一天所说的话是要经过神的审判的。
In other words, everything he says is before the light of the judgment seat.
那多少时候我们的话是没有经过审判的？
How many times do our words not pass through the judgment seat?
但是一个活在神审判光中的人呢，他的话是要经过神的审判的。
But one that lives before God in the light has everything passed through the judgment seat.
不仅他的话，他所做的事情，每一件事情也要经过神的审判。
Not only his words, but the things that he does will pass before the light of the judgment seat.
甚至他每天所想的，也要经过神的审判。
Not the things that he thinks about will pass before the judgment seat.
所以我们是不是也是一个活在神审判台前光中的人呢？
So are we ones that live before the light of the judgment seat?
如果我们也是这样的人，
If we are such people,
你看我们要何等的注意我们所说的话，我们所做的事，我们所想的东西。
Then we must be very careful of the things that we speak, the things that we do, and the things that we think.
所以以赛亚书26章第八节有一句话很美。
So in Isaiah chapter 26, there's a beautiful verse.
以赛亚书26章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 8.
这是一个认识神审判的人说的话。
This is one that understands God's judgment.
他说耶和华，我们在你行审判的路上等候你，我们心里所羡慕的是你的名，就是你那可祭奠的名。
Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you.
我们知道怎么样在神恩典的路上等候他。
We know how to live before God's grace.
我们知道怎么样在神的怜悯 mercy 的路上等他。
And we know how to wait before God's mercy.
但我们懂不懂得在神的审判的路上等候他？
But we, do we know to wait before God's judgment?
这是但以理的生活。
This is Daniel's life.
我们都羡慕以诺与神同行300年。
We admire Enoch for walking with God for 300 years.
但是我们也不要太羡慕。
But we must not admire him too much.
如果你知道我们的神是一个圣洁的神。
If we know that our God is a righteous God.
圣洁 holy.
Oh, a holy God.
我们这个不圣洁的人跟圣洁的神同行，你看是什么样的一个情形？
For us who is unholy to walk with such a holy God must be uncomfortable.
神也是公义的神。
And he is a righteous God.
对一个不义的人来说，你怎么跟神同行？
So for one that is unrighteous, how can you walk with a God that is righteous?
所以但以理不是，所以以诺跟神同行300年不容易啊。
But it is difficult for Enoch to walk with God for 300 years.
他怎么能够办到？
How was he able to do this?
因为我们知道以诺他的名字有一个意思，就是神的管教 discipline.
We know that Enoch's name means discipline.
所以他有一个柔软的心。
So he has a flexible heart.
他愿意随时接受神的管教。
He is willing to take God's discipline at all times.
所以经过了300年，神在他身上的管教。
So for 300 years, God disciplined Enoch.
有一天他跟神同行。
And one day he was walking with God.
神说你不必回去了。
And God told him, you don't need to return.
你跟我一起到天上。
You can come with me to the heavens.
所以这是但以理的生活。
So this is Daniel's life.
这就是为什么。在圣经上称他是大蒙眷爱的人。
This is why he is referred to as greatly beloved.
然后他所显出来的见证是什么？
And what is his testimony?
如果你读但以理书第四章第八第九节，
If we read Daniel chapter 4 verse 8 and 9，
那你人怎么称赞他呢？人说他里面是有圣神的灵。
Man testifies for Daniel that he is the spirit, or in him is the spirit of the holy God.
你看人在他身上看见，他里面有圣神的灵。
Man can see that in him is the spirit of the holy God.
第四章十八节，你也看见同样的事情，圣神的灵。
In Daniel chapter 4 verse 18, you can also see, for the spirit of the holy God is in you.
但是不仅如此，你如果读第五章十一节跟十二节，
But not only that, if you read chapter 5, verse 11 and 12,
那是另外一个人所做的见证。
This is a testimony from another person.
说但以理里面有圣神的灵。
It says, in whom is the spirit of the holy God?
不仅如此，他心中光明，又有聪明智慧。
Not only that, he has light and understanding and wisdom.
好像神的智慧。
Like the wisdom of the God.
而且也说到他里面有美好的灵性。
And it also says that in him is an excellent spirit.
这是他自自然然所显出来的见证。
This is his natural testimony.
人在他身上可以看得见。
Something that people can see in him.
看得见他里面有圣神的灵。
And they can see that he has an excellent spirit within him.
看见他心中光明。
They can see light in him.
有聪明智慧。
With understanding.
有美好的灵性。
And an excellent spirit.
不仅如此
有
一个王为他做见证。
There's a king that testified for him.
第六章二十节。
In chapter 6, verse 20.
那是那边特别提到他说、第六章二十我看一下啊。第六章二十节特别称到但以理，称但以理是谁呢？他说但以理是永生神的仆人，但以理。
The king spoke saying, Daniel, servant of the living God.
你看他看见，从他身上不仅看见这位永远活的神，而且看见但以理是这个神，这样的一位神的仆人。
So the king not only saw that there is a living God, but he saw that Daniel was a servant of the living God.
不仅如此，第六章二十五、二十六节，这个王还做见证。
Not only that, in Daniel chapter 6 verse 25 and 26.
这就是那个大力巫王，他说那是大力巫王传旨，小玉住在全地各方各国各族的人说，愿你们大享平安。现在我降旨小玉我所统辖的全国人民，要在但以理的神面前战惊恐惧，因为他是永远长存的活神，他的国永不败坏，他的权柄永存无极。但以理书第六章二十五、二十六节。但以理书第六章二十五、二十六节。
Then King Darius wrote to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever.His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end.
这是一个外邦的王，因为但以理的缘故所做的见证。
This is a foreign king, and because of Daniel, he could have this testimony.
另外一个王又做了见证。
There is another king that testified.
我们知道那是但以理书第二章四十六、四十七节。
This is from Daniel chapter 2, verses 46 and 47.
当时尼布甲利沙王俯伏在地向但以理下拜，并且吩咐人给他奉上贡物和香品。王对但以理说，你既能显明这奥秘的事，你们的神诚然是万神之神，万王之主，又是显明奥秘事的。
Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, and commanded that they should present an offering and incense to him.The king answered Daniel and said, Truly your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret.
你看但以理是被掳到外邦的。
Daniel was taken captive by a foreign land.
他能够让外邦的人认识这位神。
And he could allow these foreigners to recognize this God.
这是何等的见证。
This is a true testimony.
今天我们所处的这个世界也是如此。
Today, we live in the same world.
到处的人都拒绝神。
Everyone rebukes God.
他们不愿意相信这位神。
And they do not want to believe in this God.
他们能在神的儿女身上看见单一的神吗？
Can they see the same God within Daniel?
他们能在我们的身上看见但以理的神吗？
Can they see within us the God of Daniel?
他们在我们的身上为神做见证吗？
Can they testify through us for the thought of Daniel.
盼望我们在神的面前也能够有这样一步一步来学习。
We hope that we can learn these steps before God.
最后我们看见但以理的结局，那是在但以理书十二章十三节最后一节。
Then we see Daniel's conclusion, which is in Daniel chapter 12, verse 13.
他说：“你且去等候结局，愿你必安歇；到了末期，你必起来享受你的福分。”
But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest, and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the day.
换句话，当主回来的时候，他要复活。
In other words, when God returns, Daniel will
resurrect. 而且他要得到他该得的赏赐。
And he will receive the inheritance that he deserves.
如果我们在主面前忠心的话，我们也能够得到这样的赏赐。
If we can
be
loyal to God, this is the type of inheritance that we can receive.
我们低头一些祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们从我们的内心深处向你呼喊。主啊，你是带你的神，你也是我们的神。主，你怎么样在带你身上教导他，带领他走完他的一生，成为一个大蒙眷爱的人。主，我们何等的不配，但是从我们的心的深处也呼喊。主啊，你也在我们身上做同样的工作，让我们能够经过主你在我们身上的工作和炼净，主，我们也能够像但以理一样讨你的喜悦，成为一个大蒙眷爱的人，在这个世上能够成为你的见证。主，我们再说我们何等的软弱，我们不敢靠着自己有任何的夸口，我们只有谦卑的来到你的面前。主啊，你来做工，主，你在我们每一个人身上做工，得着你该得的敬拜，得到你该得的赞美，让这个世界能够认识主。你不仅在天上掌权，你也在人间掌权，而且你还要回来审判这一切。主，是因为我们忠心一直到见面的日子，求你保守眷顾，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。